Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, it's the city that sits right next to Reno. Ed Lawson is here from the Spark City Council for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Ed Lawson. He is a Spark City Councilman, and for folks listening down in Las Vegas and other parts of the state, Sparks is adjacent to Reno, just as Henderson would be to Las Vegas, and is a wonderful city anchored by the Sparks Nugget for many, many years. Ed, we don't know much about you statewide, so would you mind just giving us a little background on yourself?
Sure. I actually grew up in Las Vegas, and I was lucky enough to get a full-ride football scholarship to Colorado State, where I played football up there for 5 years. I met my wife during that time. We met when we were 19 years old. And the economy, though, as soon as I graduated from college in Colorado, the oil companies had pulled out of Denver, and the economy was pretty bad. So we moved back to Las Vegas, and where my two boys were born. Well, one boy is born in Fort Collins, one in Vegas. And then my wife got robbed at gunpoint at a bank she was working at, and I got the ultimatum to find us a new place to live or come visit your kids in Colorado. So we said, you know what, let's go to Reno. So we came to Reno, actually ended up in Sparks, raised our boys here. Both of them attended UNR and graduated. Both have gone on to be very successful young men, and we just love our community.
And why did you want to get involved in politics?
You know, I've been friends with Dwight Dortch. He was my insurance agent when I moved here in 1989. And I worked on his campaign with him. And
that was Reno City Council.
He was Reno City Council, excuse me. And I worked on his campaign, was one of his advisors, went and walked for him, helped him out as much as I could. And I was 50 years old. My wife was working. She would not come home till later in the evening. The boys are gone out of the house. And I said, you know, I think I have something to give to my community. And so I did. And we ran and we won. And here we go again. We're going to run again in 18.
Sparks has certainly changed over the years. And if we just go back to recent times during the recession, I mean, it was devastating. But there were some bright spots. Because of Star Bonds, Shields came in and built the world's largest sporting goods store in Sparks, Nevada. And the Legends Complex was built around that. And I asked Steve Scheel when he, pretty much the opening day of the Shields store, I said, why would you build the world's largest, you know, sporting goods store in Sparks, Nevada? And he said, well, we're on I-80, so we get all the traffic that comes along from I-80. And he listed every sport that could be played or utilized within the region, from fishing at Pyramid Lake to snow skiing, snowshoeing. And he said, I'm so excited to try all these things out. I said to him, would you have built this property without the Star Bonds? He said, no. Does that surprise you?
Not really. I mean, the Star Bonds, they're kind of a double-edged sword. They're good in that you get to get some projects on the board and the money's paid back by that tax, the sales tax. But it's also kind of bad in that you can say whatever you want in the beginning to get qualified for the star bonds, and there's no way to really hold your feet to the fire on the back end.
So, and what you're talking about, I would presume, is that the number of out-of-state visitors that are supposed to come and inhabit your store, which qualifies you for the star bonds.
Correct. And if you look around the Legends, and don't get me wrong, I love the Legends project. It's a wonderful project out there, and it beats the heck out of an empty outlet malls building that sat there for decades. But it you know, you're not coming from California to buy a hammer at Lowe's or to go shopping at Target. And that's where it kind of went sideways. We're, you know, we would really like to see the 50.1% visitors or out-of-state people, but it is what it is. We're living with it. We're going to move forward. We're going to make it the best project that we can, and hopefully we'll be very successful there.
And Olympia Gaming is now back in with building two hotel projects that are going in. Are they going to include gaming?
Not in the hotels themselves. There will be a casino portion that will be across the street from the hotels.
But owned by Olympia?
But also, from my understanding, it'll be owned by Olympia. We haven't seen plans on the new casino yet.
And the only thing that hasn't been brought back again since the recession is the idea of some kind of arena, because that was part of the original plan.
Yeah, that's kind of a funny story, too.
Go ahead. We got time.
Well, the mayor of Reno at the time, Mr. Cashel, was talking with the baseball teams, and we were talking with them in Sparks also.
This was the Aces.
Yes, and so this was going back and forth, and we had the stadium ready to go. Well, Bob ended up winning the argument, I guess, and got the baseball team in Reno, which is a wonderful product. I don't think we're going to have an arena or baseball field in that Legends project. We're starting to see apartments crop up along that road, and I think we're going to see some long-term senior care housing that'll come in that area also.
And that's one of the biggest needs for the whole area, because Story County does not want to see a huge increase in housing, and so it's going to be places like Sparks and Reno and Lyon County that absorb the housing. Are you comfortable that there's enough building going on? Because, you know, EDON, the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, says that we need 50,000 new homes over the next decade. And I don't see 5,000 homes a year being built right now. I don't see the permits being pulled for that.
And it's going to be difficult. Most of the stuff that's being built right now is old projects that got dusted off from when the recession hit. Now, there's going to be more. When we've talked to several developers. There's one development that we've been talking to for about a year now, and there'll be about 400 homes in that development. So they're out there. They're going to come as time comes along. But we have a short-term need right now for apartments and temporary-type housing for the people moving in. With our rents going up so much, it's kind of sad that our people on fixed incomes are being kicked out of their apartments because they can get so much more rent for them from someone else. So we need to solve that problem in a hurry.
Yes, to say the least, because we're continuing to see growth in jobs, but people got to live somewhere. And at this point, the amount of housing and apartments that we have available is a very, very short supply.
Yeah, I read an article the other day that, you know, we rank up there with some of the highest rents in America right now. And that's not one of the rankings we want to be in.
The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has been an incredible boon in so many ways. For Northern Nevada, it's diversified the economy in a way that people have dreamt of. And I know that folks in Southern Nevada at Apex would love to see something similar happening there. But there are lots of effects on Sparks because of TRI. What are the benefits? What are the detriments at this point for you?
Well, right now, it's our tax structure in Nevada. You know, when you buy a home today, you pay taxes on that value of that home as of today. But next year, you start on a 15-year depreciation of the value of your home. So from the time you basically buy your home, we as the city government are getting less and less dollars, even though you might be using more and more services, and we're not keeping up with inflation. So homes in the long run are a dead loser unless you're growing at a Las Vegas-type pace. And growing up in Vegas, when I graduated high school, we were about 350,000 people in the whole valley. And you know, now it's
2 million.
2 point something million, correct? And that's just out. They're growing so fast that the money is not an issue as much as it is for this area, because we're more landlocked. You know, if you look at Reno, can't really grow north or south just a little bit, and it can't grow east or west because of the lake and obviously Story County and Sparks on its east. Sparks has a tremendous opportunity to grow to the east, and we're working on a land spill right now with the county and to set up it's roughly 38,000 acres as an industrial center. That will be a complement to the Tri-Center. So the people, you know, that are feeder businesses to the ones in the Tri-Center could be with us over in Washoe County and Sparks, and it would be a 500-acre and below type projects there. And then that, because in Story County, they only want 500 acres and above. So for us, it'd be perfect. We're also looking at a road that'll go from USA Parkway to Los Altos. That's, we submitted for a grant for that recently. We're hoping that road will take a lot of the pressure off I-80. If you've been on I-80 in the mornings or afternoons, it's a parking lot now. It's dangerous because of the high speeds at times, and people are waiting to the last moment to get over. And when there's a crash in one direction, it slows down both ways, and that's a mess. So we've looked at the ability to widen I-80 just from Vista out to USA Parkway, which is roughly about a 17-mile stretch, and the estimates are coming in at $1 billion at this point. And there's just, we don't have that kind of money laying around the state of Nevada.
Or that kind of clout in D.C.
And that is the other side of it. You know, for whatever your politics are, Harry Reid brought us a lot of dollars for our roads.
And that's one of the topics that's been talked about a lot from Lance Gilman and others on the program, is the need to widen I-80. And I just don't see how that's going to happen anytime soon.
I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime. I just don't see the money there. And you got to look at it from the environmental part. If you encroach upon any of the river portions there, there's all kinds of environmental studies. And if you go into the north along I-80, you know, you've got bedrock and you've got, you know, just severe slopes, and it just becomes prohibitive to build it for any type of semblance of small money.
Has USA Parkway, the expansion from I-80 to US 50, helped at all with the traffic at this point?
You know, I drove that as I go out to the rural counties quite often, and I drove it probably in the last couple of months, and I didn't really see anybody coming from the south heading north into USA, and I was pretty much the only one going southbound on that. So I don't know if the people just don't know it's there yet, or you know, the trucks are not coming to exactly that spot. I don't know. But I think as it's there longer, it will become more and more used. And it, obviously, it's a gateway for people working in Story County to live in Silver Springs and Urington.
For sure. All right, let's take a break. More with Ed Lawson. He's a Sparks City Councilman after this.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ed Lawson. He's a Sparks City Councilman. Sparks, for those that may not know, sits right next to Reno and is a pretty big and fine place. Union Pacific has purchased 150 acres out of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Are you concerned that the intermodal that's in Sparks right now is going to end up moving to TRI?
Well, I hope it does. It would be great if they moved it. And we would like to actually see it go out to Hazen. That property there would be pretty valuable for the city of Sparks to develop in an industrial type area.
You're seeing Victorian Avenue is booming again now because of, I would say, because of, you know, the efforts of Carl Gear previously and now Tony Marnell. You've got one of the top gaming people in the state running the Sparks Nugget, and the remodeling is just gorgeous. What kind of effect has that had on Sparks?
Well, I think people they'd like to see that fresh product. But I think the other part of this is that Anthony Marnell understands that just right across the street, we're building apartments. We're going to have 2,000 to 3,000 people living in downtown Sparks. Those are all potential Nugget customers. So the better product he has, the more ability those folks have, will want to come and see them.
He said on this program that he had gone around the country to find a property to purchase. And of all the properties he found in the country, the Sparks Nugget was the best one he'd found.
I like it. We're happy to have him. You know, we were happy with John Esquaga. Mr. Gear, too. But the Marnell family is outstanding. What they've done is unprecedented. They've put in tens of millions of dollars. I forgot what the number's up to, but I heard it's in the mid-30 millions at this point. So.
Yeah, initially he said that over the first few years they were going to spend about $50 million in upgrades, and just the convention center alone is absolutely gorgeous. And I think that was what was needed. You know, during the recession, everybody was hit so hard, and to finally have somebody come in with actual money and the ability to raise money, you know, did a lot.
Yeah, and then once again, they have a good product. We're in Las Vegas and in Laughlin. I've been at both their properties in there, and they do good work. They do good stuff. It's a family name in Nevada that's been here forever, and I'm sure we'll be here long after I'm gone.
All right, let's take a break. Well, let's not get that one out yet. Let's take a break. More with Ed Lawson when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ed Lawson. He's a Sparks City Councilman. You know, the relationship between the city of Sparks, the city of Reno, and Washoe County, good, bad, indifferent, how do you view it?
All three.
All right, well, let's be specific then.
You know, it's certain things we're just not going to agree on.
For example?
Well,
consolidation, for example?
Consolidation is, yes, it's a big thing, especially for Sparks. So let's just take the fire department as one. We have three-man crews. So we, in the way the law works, if we consolidate with Reno, they basically take the best of all the contracts and make it into one contract. Well, that would mean Sparks would go to four-man crews, which would mean that we would have to hire now, and I forgot the number, but it's a bunch more firemen to cover our bases than in our fire stations. That we can't afford. The city of Sparks we're a bedroom community. We know we are. We are family-oriented. We want to be family-oriented, but we can't afford to have higher services. And when you really think about it, the truth of the matter is, if you have a fire at your house, you're going to see a minimum 14 firemen. So it really doesn't matter how many are on a truck. because you're going to have 14 of them there eventually. And most of them in Sparks, we send everybody. We'll have 22, 25, 26 firemen at a fire. So you're getting the whole group there. The rest of it is three-man crews that are answering medical calls about 93, 92% of the time. So do you really need a four-man crew for that? So those are the kind of things that just make it difficult to consolidate fire departments. Police department might be a little easier, but Sparks has been held out as the backup for the region. So we have an awesome dispatch center and awesome workers there. In case the regional system goes down, we then pick it right up.
So what do you think is the best thing about the relationship between the city of Reno, Sparks, and the county?
I think we all see a shared vision for our future. I think we all realize, and even the gaming companies realize, that gaming is not the economic driver that it was. We really believe that our tech industry and our burgeoning tech industry that we have going, that's our future. That's really where I think most of us want to go, with the higher paying jobs and just a better work environment. And if you've talked to a millennial, which I have too, they love the fact that they can take their computer and, or they don't even call it a computer anymore, but go to Lake Tahoe and work on their computer and then have lunch and go skiing, or have lunch and ski in the morning, play golf in the afternoon, and they're in constant contact. So we have that great recreation part here that I think the younger generation really loves.
Well, I couldn't disagree with you on that. That's for sure. What's your biggest concern? We have about a minute left for the city of Sparks with all the growth that's going on. Biggest concern?
My biggest concern is the homeless problem. It's and we alluded to it a little bit with the rising rents on apartments. You know, we keep putting our people on fixed income, and that could be people with a disability or retired on Social Security or retired just with a small pension. And their rent raises by $300 or $400 or $500 a month, and they now all of a sudden are homeless. That's a problem that we cannot tolerate.
And that's where we have to leave it on that sad note. Thank you so much for being here. Pleasure to have you on the program,
sir.
And we'll be right back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Take Nevada Newsmakers with you wherever you go by downloading podcasts of the show. It's available on iTunes and Stitcher. We'll see you on the next broadcast.